Shalom, shalom, Jerusalem. Peace be to you. When Messiah comes to take us home, may his praise be found in you.
Greetings, friends. Hello. And welcome to another program of Search the Scriptures. As we always say here at Search the Scriptures, that your Bible is the authority. In Revelation 12, verse 9, Satan has deceived the whole world, but you need not stay deceived. And what we want you to do is open up your Bible and look at these things to see what is. And we are here to broadcast the truth. This radio program is being made in the nation of Israel, and we believe we are the beginning of the fulfillment of the prophecy in Isaiah 2, verse 4, and Micah 4, verse 2. The law, the Torah, will go forth from Zion, and the word of Yahweh from Jerusalem. My name is Don Esposito. And I am the senior elder for Congregation of Yahweh Jerusalem. If you're hearing this broadcast for the first time, you can always go to our website, www.coyhwh.com. And you could hear all of our broadcasts from there. They all go online as soon as we're done. And also, any other material that you would like, you can freely download. We have nothing to sell. The Bible says, freely you receive, freely you give, and that's what we're doing, trying to bring the truth to you for free. The last couple of programs, we've been talking about a very, very important issue. Who is end time Babylon? And what I said before was that how important the city of Babylon is in Scripture, that except for Jerusalem, Babylon is mentioned more in the Bible than any other city on record. And we were going over all the characteristics, and like I was explaining from the 15th century and the Protestant Reformation, there was a false belief that the Catholic Church is end-time Babylon. But we went over in other programs. For time reasons, I'm not going to go over all of it right now, but I'll just quickly rehash, showing that there's 12 scriptures showing that Babylon is a land. You can read the whole chapter of Jeremiah 50 and 51. In Revelation 17 and 18, and you will clearly see that Babylon is a land. It's not merely a system. It's not merely a church. Although it's a land, it's a country, what the Heavenly Father is upset about, which we're going to get into today, though, is the system of world trading that Babylon brings to the rest of the world. And just looking at some of the characteristics, which I'll briefly rehash here, we went over that Babylon is the number one military power in the world. The book of Habakkuk talks about that in other places. And not only is Babylon the number one military power in the world, literally in Jeremiah 50 and verse 23, it's a Jewish idiom, Babylon, end time, Babylon is the world policeman. The world policeman. Who else is the world policeman? Who else in the last 20 years has gone into places like Kosovo and Bosnia and Iraq and Afghanistan, Grenada, and all these different areas that the United States of America has gone into. Even Iraq, when the rest of the world would not back them, America still decided that they were going to go in. That's one of the things it says, that Babylon scoffs at kings and princes and basically does whatever they feel. There's no other might on the face of the earth that's able to go up against Babylon. The other major characteristic of end-time Babylon is that she is the steam engine of the world economy. That when Babylon is destroyed, which we're going to talk about today, that all the merchants of the earth are wailing and crying. And why? Because no one buys their merchandise anymore. So Babylon is not only the world trader that is producing merchandise, but Babylon is the world trader that is buying the merchandise that other countries are producing. And as we said, almost 70% of the world economy is fueled by the American consumer. The American consumer, they're the ones that are buying India is emerging as a economic power in these last few years by producing and selling. China is producing and selling. Japan is producing and selling. Europe is producing and selling. But only America, Babylon are the buyers overall. Without America, the world economy would fall overnight into oblivion. And actually, there's no other country on earth, including China, that if they completely collapsed, would totally collapse the world economy, except the United States of America. We went into some other things that talked about Babylon deceiving the people by their pharmakia, by their medicine. And as we talked about, just about more than half, probably two-thirds to three-quarters of Americans are on at least 1 to 5 pills a day. Merck, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, you know, all of these companies that are producing the medicine that Babylon is having the people deceived by. We even talked about Babylon in Jeremiah 51 having a space program, and though they mount up to the heavens, and the word in Hebrew literally is NASA. So that was even prophesied about Babylon's space program. In Jeremiah 50, verse 12, Babylon is called the last of the superpowers, and that's in time sequence. So they're not an ancient nation, end time Babylon, like Egypt or Syria or Greece, but they're the last of the superpowers, which America certainly was. So many other things. Babylon is a trading nation. They're a democracy. You know, Isaiah 47 talks about them being wearied by the multitude of their councils. So Babylon is not a dictatorship. Babylon is not communist. Babylon is a democracy. End time Babylon. Exactly what America is. So all of these scriptures put together, and again, our last two programs, we went into this extensively. You can go back and you could listen to those programs to see. But without a shadow of a doubt, if somebody is honest with themselves, only United States of America fits this. And today what I want to talk about, though, is the destruction of Babylon. That it's prophesied for Babylon to be destroyed, and the reason for that is. But one other thing I want to get into right before that, because, you know, when you're looking at Babylon, it's not enough to just look at the characteristics and say, okay, all these characteristics fit America, America's Babylon. But end time Babylon, it's a cornerstone of prophecy in the end time. And very interesting, if you go to Jeremiah 25, it's a real interesting prophecy over there. Jeremiah 25 talks about verse 11. It says, "And this whole land shall be a waste and a horror, and these nations shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years." So again, and it's another program that we went into about the nation of Israel, the importance of the nation of Israel in the end time. But Psalm 102 clearly shows that the Holocaust and the making of the nation of Israel was the beginning of the end time that the Bible talks about. In Matthew 24, Yeshua, our Messiah, and as I always say, in this program that's being made in Israel, we always use the proper name, the personal name of our Heavenly Father, Yahweh, and we use the Hebrew name of His Son, Yeshua. We have two programs that are on that you can listen to online, and the Savior's real name being Yeshua, not being Jesus. Jesus was a Greek changed hybrid name, but that's for another program, like I said. But anyway, what we see is that our Savior, Yeshua, it was prophesied that that he said in Matthew 24 to watch the fig tree when he talked about the last generation. Clearly, Jeremiah 24 and other scriptures, Israel is the fig tree. There's no doubt about that. So what he was showing us, and if you read Psalm 102, you'll see the whole thing, that the making of the nation of Israel in the end time would be the beginning of that. And then he said, this generation will not pass till all these things come about. So clearly, all this stuff will be one generation. And again, if we look in the Bible, a generation can be 40 years, 70 years, 100 years. Now here, though, we see that it says that these nations shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years. So 70 years is what's talked about as far as Babylon being the world leader in the end time, which started, again, at World War II. I don't know if we can specifically say it was the making of the nation of Israel or actually when America entered the war somewhere 1941 to 1945, that Babylon literally was set up at that point. But somewhere in the near future, these 70 years will be fulfilled. But before that, look at verse 12 of Jeremiah 25. And it shall be when 70 years are fulfilled, I will punish the king of Babylon and that nation, the land of the Chaldeans, for their iniquity, says Yahweh, and I will make it everlasting ruins. But before Babylon gets destroyed, look at verse 15. For so says Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, to me, take the wine cup of this wrath from my hand, and cause all the nations to whom I shall send you to drink it. And they shall drink and reel to and fro, and be maddened because of the sword that I will send among them. Then I took from Yahweh's hand and made all the nations drink, those to whom Yahweh had sent me. Now look at all the nations that Babylon is going to control in the end time before they get destroyed. Jerusalem and the cities of Judah and their kings and their rulers, to make them a ruin, a horror, a hissing, and a curse to this day. Is America controlling Israel? Absolutely. There probably wouldn't even be a false peace process as we know it, which we will talk about in programs very shortly. Some very interesting things that the Bible prophesied thousands of years ago about the very peace process going on today. Then he says, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and his servants and his rulers. Is America controlling Egypt? Absolutely. And all the mixed people, the kings of the land of Uz, which is Jordan, the kings of the land of the Philistines, the Palestinians. Then he gets into Ashkelon, Gaza, Ekron, and Ashdod. Edom, Moab, and the sons of Ammon, which again is the land of Jordan today, the kings of Tyre, Lebanon, the kings of Sidon, and the coastal kings beyond the sea, inferring possibly to Cyprus and Turkey and the Greek islands. Dedan, Tema, and Buz, Saudi Arabia, Afghanistan, all those who cut the corners of their beards. And then it goes down here and talks more about Iraq and some of these other nations. So really interesting. If you look at all the nations that Babylon is going to control before they're destroyed, we see that beside the Palestinians and the Israelis, we see that it's Jordan, Egypt, Lebanon, Afghanistan, Saudi Arabia, Iran, or Iraq, and all these different nations. Very, very interesting. Exactly what America is doing today. Every single nation that's on America's terror hit list, or that they've destroyed, or that they're controlling, has been prophesied a long time ago. So why don't we get into, though, Why is this great judgment coming? We're going to go into the scriptures about Babylon being destroyed and what the Heavenly Father warns us beforehand. But why? If we go to Revelation 18, Revelation the 18th chapter, our last program we read some of this, which showing who Babylon is, although its characteristics clearly showing who they are, it also tells us why they're going to be destroyed. Revelation 18, verse 5. And look what it says. Because her sins joined together even reach up to heaven, and Yahweh remembered her unjust deeds. Give back to her as also she gave back to you, and double to her double according to her works, and the cup which she mixed to her. By what things she has glorified herself and luxuriated. By so much give back to her torment and mourning, because she says in her heart, I sit as a queen, I will not be a widow, and I will not see sorrow. Because of this, in one day her plague shall come. Death and mourning and famine, and she will be consumed with fire, for Adonai Yahweh judging her is strong. And the kings of the earth will weep for her and will wail over her, those having fornicated and having luxuriated with her, when they see the smoke of her burning standing from afar because of the fear of her torment, saying, woe, woe, that great city Babylon, that strong city, for in 1 hour your judgment came, and the merchants of the earth weep and mourn over her, because no one buys their merchandise anymore. So one thing we see here is, like I said, it's not the beautiful mountains of Colorado or, you know, the beautiful rivers that we have at the Great Lakes that our Heavenly Father is upset about with the United States of America. But he says that Babylon was a golden cup in his hand, but inside is filled with every filth and abomination. See, our Heavenly Father blessed America because in Genesis 12 and verse 3, he says to Abraham, I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. And the country of the United States of America has always blessed the nation of Israel and stood by them. The United States of America, in being a democracy, was enabled missionaries in America and people who were producing the Bible and the gospel, the good news of Yeshua, to bring this around the world. And they were blessed for that because it's part of the end time commission, bringing this good news to all nations before the kingdom of Yahweh will come. But then doing this, America Babylon turned, and they started to use the wealth that they were blessed with to provide for the good news and the end time. And they started to use it for every type of pleasure seeking and living luxuriously. And if you look in the last 20 years, the richer are getting richer, the poorer are getting poorer, and the middle class is going away. And like I said this in the other tape, worldwide, 70 to 80% of the world, this is the whole world, 70 to 80% of the whole world live on $1 to $5 a week. Can you imagine that? $1 to $5, some a day to a week, depending on where you are. But even if it's $5 a day that they're making, that's nothing. 70 to 80% of the world is living in dire poverty. That's the ones that are working. Many countries have 30, 40% unemployment rate, and it's just horrible. And it goes back to world democracy. The system, this trading system, the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, all these different global organizations, that this one world order has put together has only been used to control people, and people are not living better. Maybe in America in the last generation, people are living much better. Houses are bigger. Now it's starting to fall apart. Now, as you see, the last year and a half, this big economic problem, which is not going to go away. We should probably do a couple of programs on that, as it's very pertinent to the times, and especially dealing with Babylon. But this whole system of cards is getting ready to fall apart. And Babylon, America, has brought this evil system to the world, and the Father is going to destroy it. So the Father is very upset about this. You know why? In that world democracy has made it. We're in Kenya, which I've been. They used to produce some of the best coffee in the world. But now through the World Trade Organization, they do not want Kenya making coffee because they say they have too much coffee in the world. So they tell Kenya you can only make tea. So look at America. If you produce something in America, right? Say you produce tomatoes. Do you have to bring all your tomatoes to one central spot where they'll give you maybe a penny a tomato? No, of course not. You can go to the market. You can freely go out in a democratic society, and you could sell your tomatoes to whoever will buy them for as much as possible. Not in the rest of the world. In Kenya, they have to take all the tea they make and bring it to one central spot where they give them about 10 cents a barrel of tea. So mothers will put their babies on their back and go out and work for 8, 10, 12 hours. If they're really, really working hard like dogs, maybe they can get 2 or 3 barrels and make 30 cents a day. And that's it. You have no other alternative. People that own these big farms that produce the tea, because that's what they're telling them they have to produce. So the world democracy, it's a sham. It's not even a truth of how what they're doing to people, what they're producing, what they're trying to do for price controls and everything else. There is no democracy. And this is why the Father is upset. In the Ivory Coast, children are sold for $50. That's how much a life is worth. $50 that parents will sell a child because of how poor it is. Many Central and South American countries, they're extremely poor. They live in shanty towns. Me and my wife have lived there down in Honduras. We've seen it with our own eyes. We've seen Guatemala and the squalor that many people live in these tin little huts that are unbelievable. So this is why Babylon has made the international bankers billionaires. But it says in Revelation 18 that Babylon has made slaves of the souls of men. Revelation 18, 13. They've made slaves of the souls of men. And the Father is getting ready to destroy her. Because of her pride, because of her covetousness, because of her luxurious living, because of the immorality that's going on there, and it's getting ready to come down. So let's very quickly look at the judgment that comes on Babylon. Go back to Jeremiah, the 50th chapter. Jeremiah 50. And we are going to see here exactly what it says will happen to Babylon. Jeremiah 50. In verse 41 and 42. As Elohim overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah and their neighbor states, Yahweh, so no man shall live there, nor shall a son of man stay in it. Behold, a people shall come from the north, and a great nation, and many kings shall be stirred up from the furthest parts of the earth. So we see a great destruction that's coming. Jeremiah 50 and verse 22, if you go back a few verses back, it says, a sound of battle is in the land in ruin, how the hammer, the superpower of all the earth, is cut off and broken, how Babylon has become a ruin among the nations. Jeremiah 50, 39 and 40. So the beasts of the desert shall dwell there, and the daughters of the ostrich shall dwell in her again. And it shall not again have any more in it forever. It shall not be lived in from generation to generation. As Elohim overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, their neighbor, states Yahweh. So no man shall live there, nor shall a son of man stay in it. Just like we just read. Jeremiah 51 and verse 13. Lift up the banner upon Babylon's walls, make the watch strong, set up the watches, prepare the ambushes. For Yahweh has both planned and has done that which he has spoke against the people of Babylon. O you who live by many waters, rich in treasures, your end has come, the measure of your unjust gain and covetousness. We said again, one of the characteristics of Babylon, that all the nations of the earth meet in her, only place on earth where United Nations is. Clearly, America is end time Babylon, and clearly it will be destroyed. Jeremiah 51 and verse 29. And the land trembles and writhes in pain, for every purpose of Yahweh shall be done against Babylon, to make the land of Babylon a waste without one living in it. A waste without one living in it. Jeremiah 51, 43. Her cities have become a ruin, a dry land and a wilderness, a land in which no man dwells, nor does any son of man pass by. And again, you see, it's a land. It is not a church. It is not just a system. It is a land that's caught. Look at verse 41. How Shishak is captured and how the praise of all the earth is seized. How Babylon has become a ruin among the nations. She's a ruin among the nations. The sea has come up over Babylon. She is covered with the multitude of her waves. Showing that the destruction, which is a double punishment. If you look at some of these words that Babylon is called, Maranatham, Shishak, they're actually something in the Bible called ciphers. And they're written in a coded way to hide the meaning. But literally it talks about, it's called double punishment, double rebellion. We read in Revelation, give back to her double for everything that she's done. And the punishment is twofold. One will be by an army that's going to come in, some kind of physical attack. And one will be a natural, some kind of tidal wave, hurricane, tsunami, whatever is going to happen, you know, that's going to happen. There's all kinds of different things that could happen in natural ways. So, clearly though, it says, when the kingdom comes, there will be no Babylon. Babylon will be completely destroyed. So what does the Father tell his people that are living in the land of America that are going to get this? Revelation 18, look what he tells us. Revelation 18, verse 4. He says, and I heard another voice of heaven saying, leave the land of her, my people, that you may not share in her sins, and that you may not receive of her plagues. Because her sins joined together reach heaven, and Yahweh remembered her unjust deeds. Leave the land of her. Leave the land of her. Come out of her, my people. That literally means leave the land of her. Let's go back to Jeremiah 50. Jeremiah 50, we'll see a couple other scriptures here quickly as we're running out of time. Jeremiah 50 and verse 8, flee from the midst of Babylon and go out of the land of the Chaldeans and be as the he-goats before the flock. Verse 28 of Jeremiah 50, the voice of those flee and escape out of the land of Babylon to declare in Zion the vengeance of Yahweh or Elohim, the vengeance of his sanctuary. So clearly he is telling his people that they are to flee, to get out of there, run for your lives. Jeremiah 51. In verse 6, flee from the midst of Babylon, yea, each man deliver his soul, do not be silenced in her iniquity. For it is the time of the vengeance of Yahweh, he will give her a just recompense, he will repay her. Babylon was a golden cup in the hand of Yahweh, making all the earth drunk. The nations have drunk her wine, therefore the nations are mad. Suddenly Babylon has fallen, and it is a broken wail for her. Verse 9, forsake her and let us go, each to his own country. For her judgment reaches to the heavens and is lifted up to the skies. So clearly we see that this destruction that's coming, can you imagine? how on earth can the greatest military might, how can the great America, the great Babylon, how could it be destroyed? And yet in Revelation 18, that's exactly what the people say. The people stand off the coast and they're amazed and they're shocked that great Babylon can be destroyed so quickly. My friends, my time is running out, but unfortunately, so is yours. There is not much time left for the country of America. Things there are not going the way they should. Things are going very, very bad. And anybody that has a heart for a Heavenly Father, anybody that reads his Bible, anybody that reads the papers each day, I think you would believe what I'm saying. That time is running out for this wicked world. And in order for the kingdom of Yahweh to come, in order for our Savior, Yeshua, to come from heaven and set his kingdom up in the city of Jerusalem, in the nation of Israel, Babylon, in the system of world democracy, has got to come down. It's that simple. It's a wicked, evil system where the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. And that time is not that far away. That time is very, very close. So I would encourage all you people that are listening to me, go back to our website, www.cohwh.com. Listen to these three radio broadcasts we did on America, Babylon, to see exactly who End Time Babylon is, what is the prophesied to happen to the country of America, and what you need to do about it. Really, a lot of prayer is really in store, because all of us, we need to make our garments white, we need to get closer to our Heavenly Father for the days ahead, we need to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit to guide us and lead us, because I'm telling you, this world is going to change very, very quickly, and unbelievable, we'll never go back to what it was before. And it's time now to prepare. If you'd like to write to us, even though I am living in the country of Israel, we do have a U.S. address. It's P.O. Box 832, Carteret, New Jersey, C-A-R-T-E-R-E-T, 07008. I have tapes online. They're absolutely free. We have nothing to sell. In the end time, one of the prophecies that say how quickly our Savior's return is that there will be many charlatans coming in his name, selling his word. These people are, they're not shepherds of Yeshua, you know, but they're merely false shepherds and false prophets who are just selling his word. We have nothing to sell. If anybody would like to make a free will offering, of course, it costs money to go on the radio. It costs money to do these things. We welcome that. But we never sell anything, we never ask for money, we never beg for money. Freely we receive, freely we give, like it says in Matthew 10 and verse 8. So I know I had to go over this quick, but it's extremely important what's happening here. We need to start putting the pieces of the puzzle together. One of the things it says about Babylon is, because of what Babylon does to Israel in the end time, how they turn on Israel, that's what's going to start the destruction of Babylon. And when Babylon gets destroyed, World War III is coming, and it will come all over the earth. So it's some serious times we need to think about. We need to be praying for the peace of Jerusalem. We need to be praying for Yahweh's end time work, which is coming out from here. And most of all, we need to be praying for our friends and our family, and for all those who haven't gotten their life in order, who haven't accepted our Savior Yeshua, and had their sins forgiven. So may Yahweh bless you all. Until next time, friends, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They will prosper all they who love you.